Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. This is the last Sunday of 2015. It just flies by. That is time. And yet, as time seems to fly by, there are times where things don't appear to end. As this week, came about, I'm trying to come up with a year-ending message, as well as a year-beginning message. And I have every confidence that today's message not only is pertinent to year end, that is, as looking back, but to year beginning. So I would bring us today to that word of the Lord found in Psalm 84. This was a message that my pastor, Dr. Gene Scott, used to deliver every year. In fact, there were times that he delivered the message several times in a year. And as I looked back over this last year's messages, I came to find that I didn't preach it. I didn't teach it. Now, the reason that he would teach out of this every year is it is one of those compass points that the Christian can take out and identify their position with God as they continue on their journey. And the fifth verse opens and says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart," now the King James does not do a good translation here. They translate, and in whose heart are the ways of them? No. It's the same source of the strength is the source of the heart also. And it says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, speaking of God, and in whose heart are the ways of thee, speaking of God, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. So, those of you who have been with me sometime probably already have circled in your Bible certain words. If this is the first time you've heard this, or if you neglected to circle those words from past messages, I want you to go through and circle certain words in these fifth and sixth verses. First of all, circle the word blessed. Circle the words the man. Circle the word strength. In the sixth verse, circle the word passing. And I want to go back and talk about these words. Blessed, the word in the Hebrew is ashri. And it most often is translated happy. In another psalm it says, happy people whose God is the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, Jehovah. That revelatory name of God, that foundation from which this, or for which this Bible is given, God reveals himself. It's an exclamatory word. Happy, envied. It describes a state of being which never changes. Doesn't say the circumstance with this blessed one doesn't change. It says the state of being. Asher never changes. Blessed is the man. Definite article. This is not the state of all man. This speaks to a specific man. What man? Whose strength is in thee? And in whose heart are the ways of thee? Now, the Hebrew word translated man here is Adam, from which all mankind, men and women included, come. So you ladies, don't feel excluded. It includes you also. Blessed is the man whose strength, the Hebrew word here is oz. Dr. Scott used to do a play on words. He called it Uzi. And we'll get to that in a minute, or a couple minutes. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee, who, passing through the valley of Baca, and this word Baca, I have no idea why the translators in the margin offer an alternative, mulberry trees. This word speaks of weeping. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee, who passing. We did a whole series last year on the Christian's journey as seen through the book of Romans. Christianity is not a destination, it is a journey. And in these wonderful words, which God has preserved for us, He lets us know we're passing, we're moving through, and part of the trip, part of the journey, are valleys, of weeping. Now, I added the plural. This comes based on experience. You know, I live in a place called the Valley of the Sun. And as, excuse me, seen from above, it really is a valley. It's surrounded by mountains. And, you know, depending on which direction you're traveling, there is an entry point and there's an ending point. But if we're on a journey, as we pass through this valley, and understanding and using the analogy of geography, there's other valleys coming. Now, I don't know whether you're in a valley today or not. If you are, hopefully, this message brings you encouragement. If you're not, the hope is when the valley comes, you'll remember this message. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee, who, passing through the valley of weeping, make it a well. The literal is a place of spring. Now, I challenge all of you to find any reason given in this text for the valley. It just says it's part of the trip. If we find ourselves in a valley that we know is of our making, so what? The promise of God is passing through. You should circle that word through also. What if we have no idea as to why we're finding ourselves in this valley of weeping? Well, the devil would love to use that one. He not would love, he does love to use that one. Gets on your shoulder and say, oh, these weeks, these months, these years that I have grabbed hold of God's word and leaned upon it and run into it and made it mine. And have trusted God. And this is what he does to me? Or the devil speaking, this is what he does to you? Do you really want that? Haven't you had enough? In this valley, look what God is doing to you. Away with the devil and his goddamn twisting of God's word. God says of this blessed man whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of thee, that valleys are coming, but his word also says that we are passing through this valley. Blessed is the man who, passing through the valley of weeping, make it a well. I don't know what valley or valleys God has in store for you. I know some that I've had to go through on this journey. I know one very recently, a sickness. I don't know. But as I was in this valley of sickness, kind of bad cold, that name of God, Jehovah Rapha, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. Was prominent in front of me. And in speaking to a friend who had been going through some things, I just said, you know, the hell with this cold. I am the Lord that healeth thee is the name of God. And that person was reminded and encouraged thereby. It's a small example. But this is making in the midst of that valley I was in a place of springs, one where others who following might gather strength that they might continue their journey. If your valley's financial, Jehovah Jireh, I'm the Lord that provides. We've spoken often out of Psalm 37, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. God knows right where we're at. In the midst of the valley, he knows. And his promise of provision is in his name, Jehovah Jireh. If the valley you're in is tumult, being tossed to and fro, Jehovah Shalom, I'm the Lord thy peace. I love that word shalom out of the ancient Hebrew, whereby if you, and this is not that Aramaic block Hebrew that is being used today, this goes back to the time of Moses and David. It was a language, it was an alphabet that if you knew the alphabet, you never needed a dictionary because the very letters that made up the word gave you the meaning of the word, and that word out of the ancient Hebrew or in the ancient Hebrew, shalom, meant to destroy the authority of the one who binds us to chaos. The ultimate understanding of that is, as Jesus said, the scriptures are they which speak of him. The ultimate definition is Jesus Christ destroys the authority, that is, the devil, of the one who binds us to chaos, that is, the God of this world. Whatever your valley, the promise is the blessed man. The state of which never changes. Goes through valleys of weeping. God's way is to keep us pressing on. Looking to the new year, tougher tests are coming. It doesn't say that we make it, that we are people that rely on our own strength. It says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, O God. Seventh verse says, they go, who? The blessed man whose strength, Uzi, is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee, who passing through valleys of weeping, make it a place of springs. The seventh verse says, they go from strength to strength. This is where the English falls short, because it's a different word in verse 7 than in verse 5. The word in verse 7 is kail. Now, of the blessed man whose strength, Uzi, is in thee, this is that part of God, that part of his own nature, that very spirit of Jesus Christ that he places in man, Uzi. It says, but in verse 7, it says, they go from strength to strength. The word is kail. It is added. It is a force. It is like, well, Dr. Scott used to compare the difference in the word strength in verse 5. He called it, the Hebrew is oz, he called it ozi, you know, like the Russian little machine gun. And this kail had the sense of a whole army. This God provides. To that blessed man. The eighth verse says, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Now, there are some of you who are saying, you know, Don, you're using this word blessed, blessed, blessed. Like, you know, this is description of a righteous man. God is so kind because he adds in this eighth verse, not only is the psalmist appealing to Jehovah Sabaoth, Lord of hosts, Lord of animate as well as inanimate objects, the one who created everything, the one who controls everything, but he brings it down even to where I am. And perhaps where some of you are. He says, give ear, O God of Jacob. Now, if he said, give ear, O God of Israel, you know, which means God governed, I could lose hope. But he doesn't say Israel here. He says Jacob, whose name meant heel catcher, supplanter. He was going to get it done one way or another, with or without God's strength. Until that time wherein he wrestled with God. And God changed his name from Jacob, heel catcher, to Prince that has power with God. We're on a journey, folks. And in this journey, we are going to encounter valleys of weeping. And in this weeping or in this darkness, I want you to know it's not a sign that we're forsaken by God. We are not to doubt in the dark what we heard in the light. Excuse me for this cough. I'm doing the best I can here. God wants us to trust in the giver of the gifts and not the gifts themselves. Valleys are coming. They're part of the trip. But the promise of God, blessed men go through. verse. Behold our God. Behold, O God, our shield. And look upon the face of thine anointed. This word anointed, the Hebrew is Mashiach. And Jesus is called Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, anointed. And we all, in him and through him also, are in that place called anointed. The 11th verse says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Now, this is not theology being declared. There is an analogy or a metaphor being used in our universe. The planets' orbits are controlled by our sun. It's saying God's in control. It's also saying he's a shield. God has a right as a shield to time to time move it side to side, wherein valleys may come. But the New Testament tells us that he'll not tempt us beyond that which we are able, but will, and the word is individual, will provide an individual way of escape or way of going through. The Lord God will give grace and glory. And we know what the glory of God is. The disciples said, and we, speaking of Jesus, beheld his glory. The glory God is going to give to this blessed man or woman whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of him that is God, who passing through valleys of weeping, he's going to give them. Not only give them Jesus Christ, but he is going to put them in Jesus Christ. Because they deserve it? No, Because he'll give grace, unmerited favor. No good. Well, the word says, no good will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Oh, God, you just ruined the whole thing. That walk uprightly. What's being translated here uprightly is the word entumen. And it's a word that comes from those vessels that pertained to the high priest of the Old Testament, called the Urim and the Tumim, in which they could look to for direction from God. And the best translation I could give for this verse is, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk according to his word, who are leaning on, running to, faithing, amening his word, O Lord of hosts. Blessed Asher is the man that trusts in thee. Happy, yea, envied, yea, when this Hebrew Old Testament was translated by the 70 scholars down in Alexandria, Egypt, about 200 years before the birth of Christ, which came to be known as the Septuagint, the Greek word that they use to translate this Hebrew word, Asher, blessed, expounds the understanding. The word is makarios in the Greek. And the best definition I've ever heard, or I could find, and I've searched many places, came from Dr. Scott as he translated this privileged recipient of God's favor. Think on this. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Privileged recipient of God's favor is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee. Privileged recipient of God's favor is the man. Trust in God. We find this word over 50 times in the New Testament, that is the word Makarios. In the 8th verse of the 4th chapter of the book of Romans, Paul tells us to the 7th verse, and Paul is quoting David, the psalmist, who wrote this 84th psalm, who said in another place in the Psalms, the 31st psalm, if I'm not mistaken, 32nd psalm, "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin." Privileged recipient of God's favor is the one whose sins are covered. As we enter 2016, I would that all God's people would walk mindful of this. Valleys are coming. They're not a sign of being forsaken by God. Privileged recipients are you who are trusting God and whose sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. At this time, most people say, "Happy New Year." I want to say to you, a joyous New Year. Because joy comes with understanding. Because once you understand, that joy can never be taken away. A permanent state of being, a privileged recipient of God's favor. That's the God School for today.